بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue our studies in the treatise of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى. ثلاثة أصول وأدلتها. And we have been studying al-asl al-thani. And that is ma'rifatu din al-islami bil adillah, ma'rifatu din al-islami bil adillah. And we have seen that al-islam thalathu muratib wa li kulli martabatin wa kullu martabatin laha arkan. And we have been studying al-martabatu thaniyah. Al-martabatu thaniyah, the author, he mentioned the second level and stage of the deen, al-iman, al-iman, sincere and true faith. And he said, رحمه الله وهو بدع وسبعون شعبة أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان وأركانه ستة إلى آخر كلامه رحمه الله. That the second stage or level of the deen is al-Iman, and that it is 70 some odd branches, and the highest of those branches is the statement لا إله إلا الله. And the lowest of those branches is to remove some harm from the path. And likewise, bashfulness or chastity, shyness, it is a branch from al-Iman. And the pillars of al-Iman, they are six until the end of the statement of the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala. In our previous classes, we were discussing some of the affairs related to this important issue, the issue of al-Iman. And we have seen the evidences that indicate and show that al-Iman is an Islamic legislative term, and it cannot be understood except by way of the legislation, and except by way of the revelation, and except by way of the Quran and the Sunnah. And from this aspect we have the proper understanding. And those who have transmitted to us the Quran and the Sunnah are those most noble generations, and righteous and pious Muslims from the narrators of Hadith. And their creed is the creed of the companions. And the creed of the companions, radiallahu anhum, was the creed of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to al-Iman and the affairs of al-Iman. And likewise, their methodology, the methodology of al-Hadith, likewise is the methodology of the companions, radiallahu anhum, as-sahabat al-kiram, and their methodology, radiallahu anhum, was the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi وَسَلَّمْ فِيْنَ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. And there are many evidences with regards to this. السَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارُ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And other than that, from the clear evidences that indicate the reality of this affair. In our previous class, we have seen that the ulama, they have mentioned that Al-Iman قول وعمل يزيد بطاعتي وينقص بالمعصية. That also from the proper and correct creed and the belief of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah is that Al-Iman, it is a statement and action, and it increases with obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, and it decreases with disobedience. Or some of the ulama, they mentioned وَيَنْقُسُ بِطَاعَتِ الشَّيْطَانِ يَزِيدُ بِطَاعَتِ الرَّحْمَانِ وَيَنْقُسُ بِطَاعَتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. That it increases with obedience to Ar-Rahman, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most Gracious, and it decreases in with obedience to الشَّيْطَانِ, to the devil, and in disobedience to Allah. Because the reality of disobeying Allah, this is in actuality obeying Shaytan, because he is the one who calls the children of Adam alayhi salam to misguidance and to deviation and to disobedience. Disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is from that reality and from the methodology of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah with regards to al-Iman. It is qawlun wa amalun. Qawlun wa amalun. And the early Salaf, they had mentioned this, and we have seen the evidences from the creed of al-Raziyain rahimahum Allahu ta'ala. Abu Hatim al-Razi wa Abu Zur'ah al-Razi, rahimahum Allahu ta'ala, from those great narrators of hadith. And they have mentioned that they have met all of the ulama in their lands, in their time, excuse me, in all of the different lands of the Muslims at that time, and all of the ulama of the Sunnah, they had agreed that that al-Iman is qawlun wa amalun. Qawlun wa amalun yazidu wa yanqusu. That it increases and it decreases. It increases and it decreases. So there are some details to understand with regards to this. And some of the ulama, they have went to further details to clarify what that means from the early generations of the righteous and pious Muslims, as-salaf as-salih, whenever they say qawlun wa amalun. And they have clarified that it is qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad. Because al-qawl, al-qawlu al-lisani wa qawlu al-qalbi. Al-qawl, qawlu al-lisani wa qawlu al-qalbi. That the statement is that there's a statement on the tongue, and likewise there is a statement of the heart, which is affirmation and true sincere belief and faith with certainty. So the statement on the tongue, that is clear, but also included in al-imanu qawlun, any qawlu lisani wa qawlu al-qalb, also the heart, it has a statement. And like this, Allah, he says in his book, wa qulu amanna billahi wa ma unzila ilayna, al-ayah. And to the end of the verse. وَقُولُوا أَيْ قُولُوا بِأَلْسِنَاتِكُمْ تَلَفُّظًا وَبِقُلُوبِكُمْ اِعْتِقَادًا اِعْتِقَادًا وَإِيمَانًا وَتَصْدِيقًا وَإِقْرَارًا. That in this statement, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا. Say that we believe in Allah. Say that, meaning say with your tongues, and also believe it in your hearts. Likewise, whenever Allah, he commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he also, and what is understood likewise is this is a command for the ummah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ, and he say, and he, meaning not just say it only with the tongue and not having any belief, rather قُلْ, say it with the tongue and likewise affirm that in the heart and believe that in the heart, هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, that he is Allah, the one and only. So the one who said that, for example, with his tongue, but he did not believe that in his heart, then he would not be actualizing this verse and he would not be a believer. So he has to say it first with his tongue, and likewise that belief has to be in his heart. So therefore the tongue, it has a statement and so does the heart. So قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ, this is included here. This is included here. Likewise, عَمَلٌ, أي عَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ, عَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ وَالْأَرْكَانِ, to perform actions with the body parts. But likewise, الْقَلْبُ لَهُ عَمَلٌ, Al-qalbu lahu amalun. Also the heart, it has actions. Also the heart, is that it has actions. So whenever the early generations of those pious and righteous Muslims, as-salaf as-salih, they said, al-imanu qawlun wa amalun yazidu wa yanqus. What is intended by way of that is the statement on the tongue and the statement of the heart, affirmation and sincere belief, and what one is saying on the tongue. And likewise, the actions of the body parts and the actions of the hearts, of the hearts as well, is included. The action of the heart as well. And the actions of the heart, like hope and faith, hope and fear, and love and trust and reliance, and the likes like this. These are all actions of the heart. So all of this is included. And we will study this in a bit of detail, inshallah, in the classes to come. Because this affair of al-Iman is from the most important of affairs. And the reality of al-Iman is from the reason why we are created, to establish that reality and to know it and to comply to what it necessitates, to have it and to cultivate it in the heart of a believer. Then one will learn about Iman and cultivate himself upon that way. Yani the way of Iman and the way of the people of al-Iman. So to know the reality of Iman properly and clearly is very important. It's very important. So we will study this issue. بإذن الله تعالى الإيمان قول وعمل قول وعمل يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية. From the beautiful statements that I have come across and that I have read and studied with regards to the clarification of al-Iman, and in a beautiful manner summarized concisely, is what is found in the book of al-Imam al-Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. His book, he has a book called Usul al-Aqaid, Usul al-Aqaid al-Diniya, Usul al-Aqaid al-Diniya. It's a very concise and short but comprehensive treatise written by Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di رحمه الله أصول العقائد الدينية, the fundamental foundations of the religious creeds and the beliefs. And in this particular work, he mentioned المسألة المهمة, or he mentioned مسألة مهمة, يعني ذكر هذه المسألة, وهي مسألة الإيمان, the issue of an iman. So we read briefly that which he has mentioned, Sheikh al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, in this work. And he has said, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ يَعْتَقِدُونَ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُّنَّةِ نعم, من أن الإيمان هو تصديق القلب المتضمن لأعمال الجوارح. So he says, rahimahullah, that أهل السنة, they believe in that which has come in the book and in the Sunnah from the clarification that al-Iman, it is the belief of the heart that includes the actions of the body parts. It is the belief of the heart that includes the actions of the body parts. And this is what he is referring to, that which has preceded what we have seen from Ahlul Sunnah and from Ahlul Hadith. يعني قولٌ وعملٌ قولٌ وعملٌ يعني Ahlul Sunnah, this is what he's saying, this is what they believe, and we have seen that. نعم, that's true. And الرازياني رحمهم الله تعالى قد بينا ذلك لنا الحمد لله ونقلا ذلك لنا عن السلف وعن علماء الحديث وعلماء أهل السنة في زمانهم وهم هما من عاش في القرون المفضلة رحمة الله علي رحمة الله عليهما. So we have seen that, and that has preceded that this is the creed of أهل السنة. نعم, that they say, and they believe what has come in the book and in the Sunnah, and they have believed that Iman, it is a belief in the heart that includes actions on the body parts. So this is where he began. Yani to clarify and to bring light to the issue or the statement of the As-Salaf As-Salih, Al-Iman qawlun wa amalun. Yani tasdeeq al-qalbi al-mutadhamminu li'amal al-jawarih. Al-mutadhamminu li'amal al-jawarih. Then he goes to clarify in detail. Rahimahullah, and he says, فيقولون, so the people of the Sunnah, they say, الإيمان اعتقادات القلوب وعمالها وعمال الجوارح وأقوال اللسان وأنها كلها من الإيمان. So they say, as in clarification, that الإيمان, it is the creeds and the beliefs of the hearts, and likewise the actions of the hearts, as well as the actions of the body parts, and also the statements of the tongue. And that all of this is from Al-Iman. All of this is from Al-Iman. When we study this issue here, Masalat Al-Iman, we want to refer back. After understanding this issue here, we're going to, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, study some evidences that clarify this from the Quran and from the Sunnah. But this is the creed, a summarization, in concise terms, but very comprehensive, that if we understand these words here, and then we are also, after this, couple the evidences with this understanding, then the Iman, inshallah, will be correct. So he says that the people of the Sunnah, they say that al-Iman, فَيَقُولُونَ الْإِيمَانُ اعْتِقَادَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ وَأَعْمَالُهَا. Now that al-Iman, it is the creeds, the beliefs in the heart. And in the creeds, it's plural here, because there are different creeds. That the creed is one, but there's the creed of the belief in Allah. Then there's the creed with regards to the belief in the angels and the last day, or the messengers, excuse me, and the books and the last day. And there's the creed of the events that occur in the grave, and the creed of the belief in the hold, and likewise in the mizan and the scale. And so there are different beliefs. They're all one belief in general, but there are different beliefs that have different details. So from this aspect, it is mentioned in a plural form. It is mentioned in a plural form. لكن عقيدة أهل الإسلام عقيدة واحدة وعقيدة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه عقيدة واحدة. نعم, it's only one creed. It's only one creed. But that one creed consists of many different belief systems, and many different beliefs. Beliefs in Allah, beliefs in His Tawheed, beliefs in His names, belief in His attributes, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, belief that He's the only one worthy of worship, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in His Tawheed al-Uluhiyah, and the belief in His Rububiyah, that He has the ability to do all things, that nothing occurs except for with His permission, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, all of this is included. Likewise, the belief in the angels, and there are many different issues with regards to the affair of Al-Iman and Al-Aqidah. Nam, so this is what he's referring to. And all of this is in the heart. And likewise, so this is included in Iman. They say that Iman is i'tiqadatul qulub wa amaluha, and also the actions of the heart. And as I mentioned before, the heart has actions, like hoping for the reward of Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah, regretting that one has fallen into disobedience. And all of this is from the actions of the hearts, having trust and faith and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal to protect him and to aid him and to keep him safe. And the likes like this is all from the actions of the heart. And this is different from the actual creed in the heart. And this is the heart, there are creeds in the heart, and the creed is in the heart. And likewise, the heart, it has actions based upon that creed. Based upon that creed. Taiba, he says, Rahimahullah, wa amalul jawarih wa aqwalu al-lisan. So therefore, he mentioned four affairs. I'tiqadat al-qulub, the creed and the beliefs in the hearts. And then likewise, the actions of the hearts. That's number two. وَعْمَالُ الْجَوَارِحِ, and then likewise, the actions of the body parts. وَأَقْوَالَ اللِّسَانِ, وَأَقْوَالَ اللِّسَانِ, also the tongue, it has statements. So there are four affairs here that he's mentioning. And he says, وَأَنَّهَا كُلَّهَا مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, and the people of the sunnah, they say and they believe, and they say that with their tongues and they believe that in their hearts, that all of these affairs, all four of these affairs, they are from al-Iman, the creed that is in the heart. And likewise, the actions that of the heart that are based upon that creed, of faith and love and trust and reliance and fear and hope. And likewise, the actions of the body parts, and as well as the statements of the tongue, all of this is from al-Iman. It was included in al-Iman. Now he says, Rahimahullah, وَأَنَّ مَنْ أَكْمَلَهَا ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا فَقَدْ أَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, and whoever has completed these affairs outwardly and inwardly, apparently and hidden, in the heart, as well as upon the actions and statements, then verily he has completed the faith. And وَمَنْ انْتَقَصَ شَيْئًا مِنْهَا فَقَدْ انْتَقَصَ مِنْ إِيمَانِهِ, and that whoever was deficient or fell short in fulfilling these rites of al-Iman, then his iman will be deficient accordingly. Then his iman will be deficient according to how deficient he was in fulfilling those obligations of iman. Now, and then he says, وَهَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ, and these affairs of al-Iman, all of them, all four of these affairs, the creed in the heart, and the actions of the heart, and the actions of the body parts, and the statements on the tongue, all of these affairs, he says, بِدْعُونَ وَسَبْعُونَ شُعْبَ, are 70 some odd branches. أَعْلَاهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, the highest of these branches, the statement, لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, the statement with the tongue here, what is being referred to, the statement of the tongue and the statement of the heart. Because the one who states, and we have seen this previously, the one who states لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ with the tongue, but he does not believe it in the heart, it will never benefit him. Now, so whenever we say قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَا أَعْلَاهَا, يعني أعلى هذه الشعب, قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, the highest of these branches, the branches of Iman, is the statement لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and the statement with the tongue and the statement of the heart also, and the creed and the belief in the heart as well, affirming that which the tongue has stated. وَأَدَنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ, and its lowest level, of the lowest branch, is to remove some harm from the path. وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, and chastity and shyness is a branch of al-Iman. And we see likewise that Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he mentioned the same issue here in the text. And we read the text again to see any of the comparison between here. And also the fact that whenever we read the text and the works that have been authored by the ulama from different times and different generations, different ages and different lands, that we see that with regards to the affairs of creed and aqidah and the affairs of iman, that their statements are one and they do not differ in that. So Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he died in the year 1206. What did he say, rahimahullah? Martabatu thaniya, al-martabatu thaniya, the second stage or level of al-Islam, al-Iman, wa huwa bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, and it is 70 some odd branches. A'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah, and the highest of those branches, this is the statement la ilaha illallah. Wa'danaha imatatu al-adha an al-tariqi wal haya'u shu'batu min al-Iman. This is exactly the same thing that Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala here, after mentioning the affairs of Iman and clarifying the issue and the reality of that, and what is included in the proper Iman, he mentioned as well that after it increases and decreases, he says, وَهَذِي الْأُمُورِ, and all of these affairs, بضع وسبعون شعبة علاها قول لا إله إلا الله ودناها إماتة وأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. And this is a beautiful methodology and way of explaining this affair. Because in reality, this statement here is not actually from the statement of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, nor is it the statement of Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di, rahimahullah. And he died in 1396, over 100 years after Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. But in reality, they are explaining this affair by mentioning a text from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what is being mentioned here is actually a hadith. And the one who mentioned this, that these affairs are seven, the affairs of Iman are 70 some odd branches, and the highest is La ilaha illallah, and the lowest is removing harm from the path, and that shyness and bashfulness and chastity is a branch of faith. This is the statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam whenever he clarified himself at Iman. And it's been narrated by Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and collected in Bukhari and Muslim, and the books of the Sunnah, well known hadith. It's known as Hadith al-Shu'ab. And الشعب الإيمان. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة. That at Iman it is 70 some odd branches. And one narration, أو بضع وستون شعبة. أو 60 some odd branches. And the narrator had a doubt about this. نعم. فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله. And the most virtuous of them is the of these branches is the statement La ilaha illallah. وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. And the lowest of these branches is to remove some harm from the path. وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And that chastity is a branch of from the branches of al-Iman. So this wording has come فَأَفْضَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهِ. Has come فَأَرْفَعُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهِ. And it's also come in al-Musnad li-al-Imam Ahmad وَأَعْلَاهَا أو فَأَعْلَاهَا. As the author he mentioned here, and as Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, likewise he mentioned فَأَعْلَاهَا. All of this has come in the wording of this hadith on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this clarifies the reality of al-Iman. And this is from those narrations that are very clear with regards to this affair. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned three examples from those branches. He mentioned that there are 70 some odd branches. And from those branches, he mentioned himself sallallahu alayhi wasallam, three of them. And so he says, فَأَفْضَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And we know that what has been referred to here, the statement on the tongue, that one must pronounce it, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. But likewise, his heart must affirm that and believe in that as well. So therefore, this is a statement on the tongue as well as a statement of the heart or an action of the heart. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly is clarifying that Iman is that statement on the tongue and that belief in the heart. Is the statement on the tongue and the belief in the heart. Because he said, قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا أَفْضَلُهَا أَعْلَاهَا أَرْفَعُهَا. The most virtuous, the best, the highest of the branches of faith is the statement La ilaha illallah. The statement with the tongue and the statement with the heart, meaning the belief and the affirmation in the heart. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioning the second branch included in this hadith. Wa adanaha imatatul adha anit tariq. And the lowest of these branches is to remove some harm from the path. To remove some harm from the path. Removing harm from the path. And if there's something on the road, or there's something in the path of the Muslims that is harmful for them, and one physically removes that out of the path, seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then this is from Iman. So here it's clear likewise that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included the actions of the body parts to be from al-Iman. Rather, he said from the lowest branches of Iman is to remove some harm from the path. And he physically, to go and do that. So we see that it's clear from this hadith that actions as well, actions of the body parts, are also included in at Iman. Because Iman is not one branch, rather it's 70-some-odd branches. 70-some-odd branches. And from them is to physically remove the harm from the path. The harm from the path. Therefore, from the first issue that he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the second issue that he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's clear that Iman is a statement on the tongue and a belief in the heart, And also it is actions on the body parts. But even to clarify even more in detail, the third affair that he mentioned in this noble hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And shyness or chastity, it is a branch from al-Iman. And it's no doubt, there's no doubt about it that the affair of chastity and bashfulness and shyness, this is an affair of the heart. And that this is something that is established in the heart. So therefore we see from this hadith that al-Iman is not one level, and it's also not one affair. Rather, there are many affairs, 70 some odd branches. Some of the ulama, they mentioned about this, that any, they have tried to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, until they reach almost 70, or the likes like this, or 60, according to one of the wordings. And some of the ulama, they have mentioned that in reality, there are more than that, and the number is not intended. Seventy some odd branches. And not meaning the number 70 particularly, but just meaning many of them, many branches. And Allah knows best the reality of this affair. But it's no doubt that we will see with many evidences that all of the actions of piety and righteousness that are done with the heart or with the tongue or on the body parts, that this is all considered at iman. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. That Allah is not going to neglect your iman. And this verse was revealed with regards to the salat. Whenever the people were prayed to the Qibla before, and they died before the Qibla was changed. And some of the companions, they asked about that. Those who used to pray to the old Qibla, about the salat, and the likes like that. And Allah, He revealed, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. And what is being referred to here is a salat. That Allah is not going to neglect your iman, meaning your salat. So Allah has called as-salat al-iman. So as-salat iman. And likewise, to perform hajj is al-iman. And also to give the zakat, this is considered iman. This is considered iman. And all of the actions of obedience, this is considered iman. To be kind and merciful and obedient to the parents and that which is good, this is iman. This is iman, to lower one's gaze. This is iman, and likewise to seek forgiveness and repentance whenever one slips and falls into sin. This is iman. All of this is considered iman. For a person to say takbir, for example, in these days, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. This is all from iman. These are actions and statements of iman. Whenever a person, he thinks about his sins, and then he's afraid of the punishment of Allah and his anger. This is all from iman. This is all from iman. All of this is included in the meaning and in the affair of al-iman. The affair of al-iman. Al-imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. Fa'afdaruha qawlu la ilaha illallah. Wa adnaha imatatul adha anil tariqi wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. Wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. So again, to summarize, to make it clear, al-Iman, according to Ahl Sunnah, it is these four affairs that Shaykh As-Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, has mentioned. I'tiqadat al-Qulub, yani the creeds of the hearts, the belief in the hearts. Naam, and what is being referred to here? Any aslu al-Din, aslu al-Din. نعم الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسوله واليوم الآخر والإيمان بقدر خيره وشره. This is what is being referred to here. The iman in Allah and the angels, His angels, and the belief in Allah and His angels, and His books and His messengers, and the last day, and likewise in the decree, the good of that, and the bad of that. This is al-i'tiqadat al-qulub. And then also the second affair, a'malul qulub. Naam, a'malul qulub, the actions of the heart. And this is extra. This is on top of the creed and the belief in the heart. There's the belief of the heart, that's the foundation. That's the foundation. Without that foundation, there's no iman. There's no iman. In order for the iman to be present, there must be the creed in the heart that is correct. That meets the minimum requirement. The proper belief in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and the last day and the affairs included therein, and in the decree and in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the good of that and the bad of that. Once that is established in the heart, after that there are actions that the heart performs based upon based upon that creed and based upon that foundation. They are known as أعمال القلوب. نعم أعمال القلوب أو الأعمال القلبية. الأعمال القلبية, like hope and faith and trust and reliance and the likes like this, and repentance and remorse, إنابة. All of these affairs, they are from the affairs of the heart and the actions of the heart. Likewise, the third affair, أعمال الجوارح, the actions of the body parts. Also, after that foundation is established in the heart, the foundation of al-Iman, according to how solid and deeply rooted that faith is, will be accordingly, the actions will come. And the actions and the fruits of that faith and that Iman will be produced, and they will, the one will benefit from them. And the one, but in any case, any of the actions, they are from al-Iman, any from that foundation that's in the heart. And likewise, aqwal al-lisan, and the statements on the tongue as well, they are from al-Iman. They are from al-Iman. Now, there's something that there are several hadith that clarify this issue particularly. And one of them is the hadith Shu'ab al-Iman, hadith Shu'ab al-Iman that we have just discussed, and that the author he is referring to whenever he mentioned the definition here of al-Iman, or his example of al-Iman, and likewise what Sheikh Sa'di he has referred to as well, yani the hadith of the branches of faith. This is one of the and most important narrations clarifying the reality of al-Iman. Also from those narrations that we see, that's very important for a believer to memorize and to know, and to at least, if he did not memorize them, to know them very well and to be aware of them, Hadith Jibreel. And the author at the end of this portion of the text, he will mention as the evidence for these three pillars, or excuse me, these three levels of faith and stages of faith, Al-Iman, Al-Islam, Wal-Iman, Wal-Ihsan, he will mention the Hadith Jibreel as an evidence for this. But what we want to discuss now is with regard specifically to al-Iman, the affairs with regard specifically to al-Iman. So we have Hadith Jibreel, that is an authentic narration on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course. And Jibreel, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked several questions from them. He said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Akhbirni an al-Iman, inform me about al-Iman, inform me about al-Iman." And this is our issue here that we're discussing. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, al-Iman an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa yawm al-akhiri wa an tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharri. Now that al-Iman, it is that you believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day, and that you believe in the decree, the good of that and the bad of that. So the evidence here and the point that is established is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he's asked about Iman and the reality of Iman, he mentioned this affair. And this is what Sheikh Sa'di is referring to, i'tiqadat al-qulub. Yani that Iman qawlun wa amrun wa i'tiqad. That Iman, it is a statement and an action, and also the creed. And the statement of the heart and the actions of the heart, and also it's a creed, which is the statement of the heart. Yani, this is here the foundation of al-Iman. The foundation of al-Iman that is in the heart. And there is no Iman except for in this manner. And the one who has disbelieved in one of these affairs, or has not fulfilled the minimum requirement with regards to belief in these affairs, he will not be a believer. He will not be a Muslim. He will not be a Muslim. Every Muslim has to have enough sufficient Iman that his Islam will be correct by way of. There's a minimum requirement of al-Iman for the Islam to be correct. And without that Iman, the Islam will never be correct, no matter how many times they made that statement, or how many prayers they made, or how many times they made Hajj, so on and so forth. There must be, along with that Islam, the minimum requirement of al-Iman. And this is what is established here في حديث جبريل عليه السلام أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسوله واليوم الآخر وأن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. That one believes in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day, and that one believes in the decree, the good of it and the bad of it, the good of it and the bad of it. So this hadith and this noble
narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it clarifies that the reality of al-Iman and the base of al-Iman and the foundation of al-Iman are these six principles, and that they are established in the heart. That these six principles, they're in the heart. The belief in Allah, the belief in His angels, the belief in His books, the belief in His messengers, the belief in the last day and the resurrection, and the belief in the qadr and the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the good of that and the bad of that. That these are from the affairs of the heart. That these are from the affairs of the heart, and this is the foundation of al-Iman. Without this foundation, there's no Iman. So the rest of the affairs of al-Iman, they proceed from here. They proceed from that foundation and that fundamental and that base, which is in the heart, that consists of the belief in the six pillars of faith. طيب. After this is established, this is with regards to what he mentioned in the first part, اعتقادات القلوب, أي أصل الدين, أصل الدين, الإيمان بالله, into the end of the six pillars of faith. Likewise, there's a narration, and we have studied it before, but for now we study it again from a different aspect. And with another evidence, or as a proof for another issue. And that is the hadith that is known to the ulama, hadith Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, it's muttafaqun alayhi, known as hadith Wafd Abdul Qais. Hadith Wafd Abdul Qais, the delegation of the tribe of Abdul Qais. And we studied that previously to establish the fact that Iman cannot be understood except by way of the revelation. But now we want to study the affair or of this hadith to realize that al-Iman is likewise actions on the body parts. Because whenever they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they asked him to inform them of something beneficial that they can go back and tell their people, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Amurukum bil iman, atadruna ma al-Iman?" He said, "I command you with al-Iman, but do you know what is al-Iman?" And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after they said Allahu wa rasuluhu alam, he said shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadar rasulullah wa tuqimu as-salata wa tu'tu az-zakata wa tusumu ramadan wa tusumu ramadan. He said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, excuse me, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadar rasulullah wa iqamu as-salati wa ita'u az-zakati وصوم رمضان وأن تعطوا الخمس من البغداد. Now, this is the wording of the hadith. Now, that he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we pay attention for the point of evidence here with regards to the issue that we're discussing now. This is the second hadith that we're discussing with regards to the affairs of Iman. The hadith of Jibreel clarifies that Iman, the foundation of that, is in the heart. But likewise, al-Iman is on the body parts. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to them, I command you with Iman. Do you know what is Iman? Whenever they responded, Allah and His Messenger know best, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, to establish the salat, and to pay the zakat, and to fast Ramadan, and to give a fifth from the war booty. To give a fifth from the war booty. Nam shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, wa iqamu salati, wa ita'u zakati, wa sawmu Ramadan, wa an tu'atu al-khumusa min al-maghnami. Al-Maghnami. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in describing for them and clarifying to them the meaning of al-Iman, he described the affairs of al-Islam and the actions on the body parts, the statement of the tongue, and the creed in the heart, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah, wa iqamu salat, al-Iman. He said, do you know what is Iman? Then he mentioned the shahada, al-shahadatain, and he said, and establishing the prayer. Therefore establishing the prayer according to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is Iman. Wa ita'u zakat, likewise performing the zakat and paying the obligatory charity. This is Iman. And sawm Ramadan, fasting the month of Ramadan. This is Iman. Wa tu'tu al-khumusa min al-maghnam. And for those soldiers who fight and battle in the path of Allah, if they had gained war booty, they have to give a fifth of that. A fifth of that to the Muslim government and the ruler. Naam, and this is all from al-Iman. This is all from al-Iman. So to summarize now, the first hadith of the hadith of Jibreel clarifies, alayhi salam, that Iman, the foundation of that is those six pillars, and the place for that is in the heart. But likewise, the actions on the body part as well, this is from al-Iman. This is from al-Iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned that to that delegation of Abdul Qais. Do you know what is Iman? And then he mentioned the affairs from the testification of faith, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also included in that establishing the prayer. And this is likewise supported in the Quran, as we mentioned previously. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ أي صَلَاتَكُمْ أي صَلَاتَكُمْ. And likewise, performing the zakat, ita' wa zakati, and also Sawm Ramadan, all of this is considered from al-Iman. All of these actions is considered from al-Iman. Likewise, there are a few more narrations that we must discuss, with regards to this affair and the class to come. And that is that also, not only is Iman performing those righteous actions, but also Iman is to avoid and leave off the actions that are haram and the actions that are impermissible, to leave them out of the fear of Allah. This is also considered al-Iman, and there are evidences to support this and to clarify this reality. And inshallah, we will continue in the next class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.